The man who led South Africa's transformation from apartheid to democracy is no longer involved in the country's day-to-day politics. Nelson Mandela is, after all, 93 years old. He spends most of his time at home in Kunu, his ancestral homeland in rural South Africa. The former president has made few public appearances in recent years, but as South Africa faces a new set of challenges, Mandela is rarely far from people's minds. The World's Alex Gallifant reports.
Heidi Holland is a journalist based in Johannesburg. She met Mandela frequently after his release from prison in 1990. Now she gets regular updates on his health.
He's not sick. He's just fading away, like old men do. And he had a tough life, you know, all that breaking rocks in the quarries at Robben Island.
She's heard the question many times. What's going to happen to South Africa when Mandela passes away?
And I used to say quite glibly, well, he's been out of active politics for such a long time. It's not going to make any difference. But I've changed my mind about that.
Today, she looks at the ruling African National Congress, the party of Nelson Mandela, and she sees it corrupted by greed, ambition and infighting. Things, she says, Mandela would not have tolerated.
And so I have this growing nostalgia, even though he isn't dead yet. And you just wonder where the voices of integrity will come from.
Mandela's had his critics, not least for actions he took when his then-wife Winnie Mandela was in legal trouble. But nothing has really threatened his stature as the father of modern South Africa, even though it's been more than a decade since he left office.
The presence cannot really go away. Everybody else is still feeling his presence.
Big Boy Muhlwa is a geography teacher in Johannesburg. For him and many others, Mandela remains the country's moral center, even as he's absent from public life. He's still the guy you want to turn to when things are going bad.
The idea of Mandela, it goes and comes back. It's only when people are talking about what is important that Mandela chips into their mouth.
Everybody talks about it. What's going to happen when Mandela is no longer here?
That same question. Amina Kachalia is a veteran of the freedom struggle. She's been a close friend of Nelson Mandela for more than 60 years.
When Madiba goes, what's going to happen to us? As if he is keeping us together in a way. And that's how people feel.
Kachalia is upset at the thought of losing her friend, but she says South Africans have to face reality. Mandela will die, and there's still basic work to do. Equal political freedom hasn't yet translated into equal economic opportunity, and many young people are unemployed and angry. From afar, it could look like the achievement of Nelson Mandela has been squandered and degraded.
Are we seeing a degradation of the era of Mandela? Well, the era of Mandela is gone.
Grant Kruger works with black women entrepreneurs for one of South Africa's major banks. He says all South Africans are Mandela's children, but children grow up and can accomplish great things.
The ANC, the South African government, South Africa as a country, grew leaps and bounds beyond Mandela and probably beyond what his wildest expectations even were.
Kruger says South Africa's institutions have matured since Mandela stepped down. He believes the country is now well-placed to meet its challenges. Indeed, Kruger wonders if the focus on Mandela is more for people outside the country, almost like South Africans themselves can't afford to stop and get nostalgic. There's too much to do. But there are some, like veteran activist Amina Kachalia, who are adamant that South Africa mustn't forget the lessons of Mandela and his generation.
I think our leadership has to buck up. The examples have been set for them. The struggle's been won in a way, and yet there's a great struggle ahead for us.
It may be impossible to live up to the standards set by Nelson Mandela, but Kachalia says South Africans must try. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant, Johannesburg.
Alex traveled to South Africa with assistance from the International Reporting Project.